Miles, honestly, Miles, I hope you've been burgled.
He's in a good. He's in a good team. He's a good player.
Because you've disrespected him.
He's a good player. We know he's a good player, but I think he's on a decline now. And I think that everything comes to an end.
Everything's on the floor in his house.
And the fax machine.
The thing is, if he can be on a decline, I'm not saying that's wrong, but he's very high up. To be on a decline, he's still better than a lot of... He's top 10.
Taken the iPad and left the wire on the floor.
The laundry basket is next to the keyboard.
Can you get me a cola one out, please?
They're all cola, so...
Get me one out then.
He said it like I have to think.
But you said that you have to choose. I hear you. Like there's a choice.
You happy with them? Review?
Can they win?
Not the best cola.
We still rolling,
nice, though. Are we still
have
rolling?
Have to go to the right reviewer. Here.
Just a quick one.
I haven't even said anything yet, and I know I'm not going lunch.
All right, boys. Just a quick one. We didn't touch in on... filthy films.
Because you ruined it, because no one wanted to watch that stupid film.
I didn't ruin it. So no, I watched the film.
I watched it.
Oh, you watched it?
All of it. Yeah. Fell asleep twice, then carried on.
John Cena and
Jackie Chan.
Made for the Asian market by the looks of things.
Okay, and Jackie Chan played a bit of a carer. It was about his daughter and whatnot. John Cena, they tried to get that chemistry that they always get with the duos. It was awful. In the words of Filthy, it stunk.
Serious.
I promise you, John Cena, he's too big.
So why did Miles recommend this film?
Miles, you're an idiot. You wasted my time, bro.
You wasted your own time.
Nah, bro. Because we said we wanted to watch the other thing. Something about Tyrone.
The joke's on you because I didn't watch it.
You're a donut, bro. I'm so upset. And then when I put it in the group.
What's the best duos in films?
Ooh, Chris Tucker, Jamie.
No. Well, that's a good one. Riggs and Murtaugh.
Murtaugh, yeah.
Is Martin Lawrence, Will Smith up there?
Craig and Day-Day.
There's one. Mark Wahlberg's got one.
With who?
It's a stupid film like
with
that.
Will
as well.
Ferrell. With that other guy.
That's terrible, man. That's a great film. Oh, it's a great
that's
film.
One
but
of
that
the
partnership
best
that's
terrible.
Not the best partnership.
No,
that's one of the best duos.
Eva Mendes.
Hey, Will Ferrell, yeah. It's Eva Mendes.
Great duo.
Duos, bloody hell.
Beavis and Butthead. Timon and Pumbaa.
Beavis and Butthead, good film. Yeah, they do America, I think.
Yeah. Lilo and Stitch were good.
Bruce Wayne and Alfred was good. That's a good partnership.
That's not a partnership. That's that. Yeah, it was Batman and Robin.
Donut.
Robin, there was no Robin. There was no Robin in the
Alfred.
In what? In which one?
No
in which one was
they're not even
no
a duo. He's just
bro,
his PA.
He just said it.
It's a duo. Yeah, without Batman, there's no Alfred. Without Alfred, there's no Batman.
In which film is there no Robin?
There is no Robin.
You know, I watched the other day, Evil Dead Rises.
Any good?
Oh, Lord. I
remember the original one.
I was going to watch that yesterday.
The one that came out like 10 years ago, Evil Dead, that like the comeback, I thought it was rubbish. Jane Levy, she got sexually attacked by a tree.
A tree?
Mm?
Evil Dead Rises is now out on Netflix.
Good.
And it's good.
Is that a horror film?
Can I recommend?
You watch horror films at home?
Yeah.
What do you mean sexually assaulted by a tree?
They call this a punt, I think, yeah, and it might be terrible. But the new... rebirth of Scream.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here for it.
I watched it in New York. I watched the last one in New York. Yeah.
There's a new Scream.
The most recent one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saw 10's coming out as well.
Saw 10.
Saw 10 is coming
10.
Out.
10. Is
it? I'm on that. I like that. I'm on that.
Is there more Saws than Fast and Furious?
No.
No. 10. Well,
no, but there are spin-offs of Saw now.
Oh, is it?
Like there are with Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, they're making a new one now.
Wait, there's a spin-off of Saw. What's spin-off?
Chris Rock is the detective.
Yeah. Something. Spiral.
Chris Rock. You know that's my least favourite comedian, isn't it?
Why? Because he got slapped?
I'm with Jordy.
He's not, I don't like him like that. But he was in a good film, I think, called Beverly Hills Ninja.
For the record, I watched that film for no reason.
Yeah.
was
Jackie
called?
Chan and...
Never Strike?
I can't remember, Hidden Strike. But a load of people did tweet me saying that they watched They Clone Tyrone and was like, wow, that you really should have talked about that.
Yeah, man.
So I fell asleep twice watching
that. So we got a next one?
Sci-fi.
I want to watch Evil Dead. I won't lie. I want to watch Evil Dead Rise.
Boys, when you pick a film, remind it, put it in the group, say, boys.
Remember to watch this, yeah.
No, but it was 2 weeks ago we talked about this.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, I'll be honest.
That's what I'm saying. No one's putting no
reminder.
There was a reminder.
I'll be honest with you, I knew it stank.
Hey, did John Cena have a gun and did that by the wall? Mate, it was shocking, mate. Grenades, guns, he caught grenades.
All right, look, rather than do democracy then, Evil Dead Rises, yeah? Evil Dead Rises.
What platform is it on?
There's no horror.
Netflix.
No horrors in that allowed in my house.
Never let Miles choose a film again.
Never, yeah.
Nah, just that Tyrone one.
To be fair, you didn't choose that film. You done a tactic to not choose the film to make someone else choose. So he indirectly chose the film, yeah.
All right, let me introduce the panel from my left to my right. His name's Jordy, not Jordan. Footballers listen to his music in secret but don't tell anybody. That might have something to do with the fact that, and I want you to confirm this, I told you many, 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 many times, put your face on your artwork, stop looking away, stop looking at the ground, then people won't recognise you. Did I tell you that?
Tigo wants me to have my project self-titled.
Oh, like Usher. So it's
like Joe Budden and them, man.
What, just Geordie Geordie?
Why not?
Yeah, just Geordie.
Just look
now
at the camera.
I think every big artist has put their name on it. On their album or their project.
Tupac doesn't have Jay-Z one called Tupac.
Yeah, all
most of them.
Yeah, you've never.
I think mo- I said
you've
most.
You've never heard Jay-Z by Jay-Z.
Tupac got an album called Tupacalypse. Jay-Z does have.
Yeah, but Jay-Z got his face on it though. At least his face is there.
Nah, he's looking away though, like me.
Yeah, but Jay-Z's. What?
I look away. Jay-Z's never looked at you.
So when are you gonna do it, Geordie?
Next album. On the Geordie album.
Yeah, I'll call it Geordie as well. Fatigo. I might call it Geordie colon Fatigo.
Colon.
Next on the panel, Steve-O, the madman. He's been twitching.
When you said that, I just thought twitching.
Yeah, then he just said, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, my Uber driver had that the other day.
Oh.
What, Tourette's?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing the pressure of that. I was just twitching.
He don't want to get cancelled at all, boy.
But yes, been twitching. I'm just trying to get into it. It's difficult, isn't it, Miles?
Yeah, it is.
You don't really do it that much, do you?
But I still got the followers on that.
But what's difficult about twitching? I don't know what twitching is.
There's a lot going on. The mic goes off. Like, that camera's not on, they can't hear you. Can you hear me? You're too loud. It's just like that sort of stuff. But once you get the basics, it's going to be really, really fun.
All you got to do is just press live.
Well, you got to spend money. You lot do it. It's because you got cheap wires and stuff.
Yeah, it is.
No.
You got him. No. My setup costs this. No.
Steve of the Madman, King of Snap, Man with the Gap. You know how we go.
And that's it. Yeah. Next on the panel, we got a man who is a minimum 9 out of 10 performer.
A maverick.
When we have a guest.
Yeah.
I would say minimum, he's never less than a 7 on the normal format, but with a guest, 9 out of 10 minimum.
A maverick.
Does that mean he's showing off?
Yes.
He's been doing a lot of work away from Filthy recently, so his momentum's high. I think he's just in a rhythm. He's got tempo. His name's Miles Fearon.
It's about time, man.
Come on, Miles.
At Mileage UK, spelt Melage UK.
Proud of him.
AKA Wiles, AKA the best looking guy on YouTube, man.
AKA still not acting.
But you know what? With that, it's coming, man.
Since you closed the door, you know you've elevated.
What do you mean, close the door on what?
Oh, the Nines film.
Oh.
Yeah, you've elevated. So maybe just stick to the small seats. Next time, open the door.
Was he in it?
What?
Oh, wow.
That was a good cameo, by the way, you know. It's a good cameo. It was.
Next on the panel. He's got a new beard. He's got a new family. His
new
name's
family.
Specs Gonzalez.
New family? That's what we spoke about.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
You got twin sisters, no?
Yeah, man. Twin sisters, got a brother, and Nux is my first cousin.
Nux?
Yeah.
Nux is TJ's first cousin.
TJ might be my cousin too.
This is crazy.
My dad's side is serious, bro.
Outside, you and Nux are cousins and TJ. Yeah.
That's mad.
Ladder.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's good, man. Davina McCall.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wasn't Nux in Nines' film?
Yeah, he was.
You closed the door too, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I, you might be my second cousin.
Hey, Specs.
Yeah.
I did see you with Davina McCall. Oh, what's she like?
Amazing woman, man. Amazing. Yeah,
she's a legend, man.
Legend.
Did she go off the rails a bit?
In her youth.
Yeah. Okay.
And then again, yeah.
I proper like Davina.
She's got a book out. You should read it.
Yeah. Oh, is it? What's it called? Davina McCall Goes Off the Rails?
It's called Davina McCall Goes Off the Rails.
Did she look
like
at the camera on the cover?
Did she look at the camera?
Yeah. We don't want to talk about her going off the rails. We'll talk about it now.
Man. That was the most dumbest.
Why? Yeah. How's it dumb? She put it out.
Because it's my friend. It's my friend.
She done bad things back in the day.
She put it in her book, so it's out there for everyone to.
Wait, when are you going to do a book?
No, but he's doing a book.
Oh, he's not looking at me.
Yeah.
I'm on chapter 12.
Been working on this book
for years. Yeah, when he was in your book. Yeah.
Doing a book. Steve nearly did a book a couple of years ago.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh.
Next on the panel, he sports Chelsea. Chelsea are terrible. He was out the country when we were doing our live PSG event the other day. We were nearly 10 for 10. It's rare that we get 10 for 10.
I was in Ibiza. I'm never going back, especially with a bird.
Why?
It's just not the same experience, is it?
You can't go shop.
I'm in the twilight of my career, I think. I'm playing very well, but I've been moved to right of a back three.
Ooh.
Wait. I did it to myself.
You know what that means, innit?
I did it to myself. We went down to 10 men. We're 3-0 down. I said to the gaffer, I'll change the shape. We've got to be brave if we're going to get anything out of this game. I went to right of a back three. I just did what Azpilicueta did in that year, where he kept finding Morata. I dominated from there. I got 11 out of 11 anonymous, not anonymous. What's that word when everyone, unanimous. unanimous MOM, and I knew I weren't going to make it out of that back three. A midfielder in defence is too smooth.
Are you sure you ain't lost your legs?
Mate, they're calling me Thiago. I ain't lost my legs. I hop back in.
Are you being honest?
But there's a good midfielder that's come in that I'm happy to relieve my duties in there. Because he can do them.
It's coincidental though.
He's young, isn't it?
This is called being cucked.
So I'm dominating from the back. Honestly,
what was the end result?
7-2. Oh, of the game where we were 3-0 down. 3-3.
For Dan.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're dominating from the where?
Dominating from the back where I almost dominate from. There's nothing why about that or ain't or something.
Next on the panel, he's representing for Diego Maradona.
Is it birthday?
Who, Diego Maradona? Is it?
Nah, Stephen might pick him though.
His name's Poets Corner, Poets Corner UK on all social platforms.
I have nothing to contribute, man.
How old was Maradona when he died?
I'm going to say 64. At that World Cup, he was 59. Moving
crazy.
Crazy.
I'm going to say 61.
Good.
Ooh.
No, it's 59.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was 60, but it's a month.
My dad's a Scorpio. Late October. Oh, if it's November, sorry.
I think me and your dad look alike, you know? My dad and your dad.
You keep saying this?
We are checking back in with our top 10 centre-backs in the Premier League today. Now, we do this every year. And I think we do a good job. I think this year has been the most difficult because this season has been chaotic. The bottom five teams are bad. I don't think they've been as bad as this for many years. And that's made it hard to really judge who the good centre-backs are unless they're playing against each other, in my opinion. So quickly, I'm going to run down the top 10 from last year, voted for by us. Number 10 was Christian Romero. Number 9 was Joel Matip. Number 8 was Mark Guehi. Number 7 was Ibrahima Konate. Number 6 was Ben White. Number 5 was Emerick Laporte.
Wow.
Number 4 was William Saliba. Number 3 was Thiago Silva. Number 2 was Ruben Diaz, and number 1 was Virgil van Dijk.
So the top 4, top 5 is not too bad. Yeah, it's not too bad.
There's no centre backs at the bottom of that are like saying I want to go in the top 6. You know what I mean?
At all. We had Ben White, you know.
Centre backs are not they're not stepping up. Nathan Collins is not stepping up, Jordy.
No, he's not. He got moved to by Everton.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Neck.
It was a bad game.
List now some players that got votes but not enough to get into our top 10. Some players like, and he's a player I really wanted to put in. He's not top 10, but I really think he's class. Is Amin Aldakil.
Yeah.
Burnley.
Yeah. I haven't seen him. He can't. No, I didn't. I wanted to, but he's not top 10. But he's class, though. I really like him.
He's good at playing at the back.
He's not tall.
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's good at playing at the back, though, but he's not.
Yeah. I had to put a Burnley player in there.
Oh, that's you. That's your doings. I'm surprised.
Christian Romero didn't make our top 10?
He shouldn't.
I don't know. Do you know what?
He shouldn't.
Go on.
When he's good, but when he's bad, he's shocking.
Because you saw him live. So
he hasn't been bad for a while, by the way.
Yeah, he makes bad mistakes, but he's still effective.
Do you know what I like about him? He's an arsehole. And he's solid. Like, he was
moving to...
So I think some of the mistakes he might make as he gets older might like calm down a bit when he calms
the experience.
Yeah, and he's going to end up being a hell of a player. Because I hated him. I've cussed him for a couple of years.
Yeah, I think he's a top player, man. Just like you said, he just needs to coach them mistakes out of him, though.
Specs and Greg backed Joachim Andersen. He didn't make our top 10.
Who?
I wanted to, you know.
Yeah. Ben White didn't make our top 10.
Yeah. He shouldn't.
Nah. He shouldn't. He's not a centre-back now.
A player who got 4 votes but still didn't crack it is Naif Aguerd.
Oh, come on, boys.
Who? He's very good. Very good. Really? Yeah, boys. I backed him. Specs backed him. Jordy backed him. Steve-O backed him.
It's going to be a bad
4
list.
Votes didn't...
Mickey van der Ven didn't make it. Maybe not enough evidence out there. Ha. I had him in my list.
I had him in my list as well.
I nearly did.
I really like him,
It's
bro.
A small sample size, really but like from him. What I saw from him, he looked very composed.
For defenders, I'm going with name brand.
I could tell. Designers, isn't it?
But if you do your due diligence, you will know that he is a hell of a centre-back and very quick.
I don't love quick centre-backs.
Huh? The key on Foot Manager, the key.
You need 2, mate.
You need at least 2, man.
You need one with quick enough, but I'd just rather a bit more.
The player who finished 11th and didn't crack the top 10 despite having votes from Jordy, Dan, Felix and Tigo, basically the ones who know ball.
What's this?
Mark Guehi.
Oh, I voted him. He should be in there.
Why are you waiting Mark Guehi now? What do you mean now?
He's got eyes.
Can I come in on this?
What do you mean now?
Nah, man. You're a fascist, man.
What do you mean?
I had him just outside and I wanted to give him an honourable mention if you didn't give him an honourable mention, but I wasn't sure if he was going to put him in because he might have made it. I feel a little bit bad, but the list is a strong
brother.
List.
What is going on, bro? What is this? Some speech at the end.
You didn't understand that?
I want to say something. If you'd have given him one vote,
we'd have got in.
He'd have got in.
I'm going to ask you a question.
It was him or Gay.
All right, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. So is Mark Guehi better than Joe Jim Anderson?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Toy?
I prefer Anderson.
Miles?
Why?
I think Anderson's a better passer, but defending, that I think Guehi's better defending.
Anderson's good defending though. Wacky man, he's a good centre back, bro.
Gray's good on the ball as well.
Age on his side.
I don't understand. Like, you know, like now in life, you can watch any type of football on YouTube. You type it in yourself. If you typed in Serie A and saw Joachim Anderson at Sampdoria, you would know this guy was always a good defender.
So because of him there, I should vote him now.
No, because Gray, why?
Did you watch him at Swansea 2 years ago?
Who? Gray?
Yeah.
Wait, in the championship?
Yeah.
T, get out of here, bro. What the hell is he doing?
I'm just saying, we can all search stuff on YouTube.
To back home in the championship. Yeah, will he come home and do the same thing?
We don't know. He went Holland.
Let me ask you a question.
I'll punch up right here.
Have you watched? Because I had to watch him. He's been going on about him.
Yeah, he. Don't name him.
No, I watched him. He knows what he's talking about. No, so he doesn't. I watched him. Have you watched him?
Who?
He hasn't watched him.
Have I watched Mark Guehi?
Don't answer the question back.
I watched him before you live. You're asking me. Your mirrors are off, Steven, today.
Guehi's trended this year because of how well he's played.
Hey.
No, we're expecting something bigger.
Hey,
We're dead though. It's about trending.
In my opinion, he's the best English centre back.
Oh, wow.
Oh, because he trended.
Oh,
best English.
There is look at the competition, though. Look at the competition.
John Stones?
I think he's better than John
I don't
Stones.
Like Stones.
Stones didn't make
Pep.
My list. So, in my list, he's probably the only English name, right? There you go.
I got
Adam Webster in there.
I got Tyrone Mings in there.
Tyrone Mings is better than Guehi.
Tyrone Mings is cold, but no.
No, he's not. No, he's
Konsa
not.
Better.
Who?
Konsa.
No. No, Konsa's not.
Boys, we're going to do number 10 now.
Sorry, Guehi, buff. Say hello to me when you see me, please.
Number 10.
We'll punch you up.
We've got a player who got votes from Lumos, Margs, Lippi, Felix, Greg, and Miles. Lewis Dunk.
100%.
Top 10.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Don't know either.
He's quality, man.
Have you seen his pass completions? Have you seen the way how they're playing out the back?
That's not because of him, though. That's not because of him, though.
Bruv, no, everything starts from Lewis Dunk.
Yeah, that's not because of him, though.
What do you mean that's not because of him?
It's the system. It's okay. Deserby.
Miles, let me ask you this, brother, Mr. Noble. Does Lewis Dunk get into the Man City team?
No. But they wanted him, though. Meaning even as they wanted him, though.
One of the four centre-backs.
Yeah, he can. I think he can. He could do what John Stones. I think he could do what John Stones is doing.
You're going too far.
What John Stones is doing, no.
You're going too far.
That, he wouldn't chill. He wouldn't be asked to do
chill.
That.
Chill. Chill your mouth, bro.
Okay, Akanji then.
Oh, no. Oh,
Akanji goes left back.
But Akanji's cold.
Akanji's
Lewis,
good.
What, Lewis Dunk and
Akanji.
Diaz?
Akanji.
Yes. Yes.
No chance.
Yes, what do you mean no chance, bruv? Lewis Dunk has got...
If there was a footballer in this show, you wouldn't say this.
Brother, he's got the most pass completions out of all the top centre-backs in the Premier League. Everything from Brighton starts from him.
The manager's built around him. But the
goalkeeper's got more passes than him.
No, that's fine.
Still, it's
no,
got more
he
passes
does it,
than
does it, he does it, he does it, he does it. Last season, he didn't. Lewis Dunk was number one, bro.
The thing you got to rate about Lewis Dunk is that's come at it late in his career. This is a guy that came from League 2, League 1, Championship, Premier League. He's been backs against the wall centre-back, aerial centre-back, ball-playing centre-back. He's reliable.
He could do all of it.
He's been there for too long.
I know you've said that he can do all of that. I think all defenders in this list, at least, should be able to do all of that in football today.
You think Rafael Varane could play in the Championship?
He's not in my list.
Okay, but he's in A-list.
Varane playing in where? Champions League, you said?
Championship.
Yeah.
I hate him. I think he's rubbish. Even though the Championship is a lot closer to the Prem now than it ever has been. I don't know, man. There are some footballers that are in this list that you could send them back to play at Forest Green and they'll have a decent season there as well. Like, that's, I feel like defenders.
Troy Deeney just bagged a hat-trick over there.
And they lost. They need a defender from this list. Lewis Dunk, perhaps, just outside. Go down to Forest Green, see if you could do it there. Well, and then
Forest
come back.
Green? Lewis
like
Dunk?
When Sol Campbell went Notts County.
Oh, I like wow. that.
But he played one
I
game and said,
at
nah.
At that level, it's kind of what you want at that age.
When was the last time we saw an absolute stinker from Lewis Dunk? Or anything, a blunder coming from
can
him
I
and
say
into
something?
A goal?
There definitely has been. I've seen him do some awful.
They just conceded three to AK Athens the other day.
And bro, the reason that you're not noticing it is all because right, cool. he's
And Van Dijk got sent off the other day. What
listen,
does that
bro.
Mean?
They won. Liverpool won.
Yeah, but he still got sent off. He had a blunder. I'm saying Lewis Dunk. There hasn't been a time where we've seen.
You don't notice it. Of course there's time.
Of course we notice it.
You don't notice it, bro.
Well, of course we do,
you
bro.
Don't.
No,
you don't
we
need
do,
to bang
bro.
The table.
Let's I do. He's not listening.
He's not listening.
Do you know what it is? I'm happy. You know what? I'm content with Dunk being 10th.
I'm right.
However,
with that.
I just feel like if Dunk moved to United, I don't feel like he'll improve.
It's another Harry Maguire.
That's not fair, though. You said United.
No, their coach is rubbish. But
so you're saying he needs a coach?
He's still.
Everyone needs a coach.
Everyone needs a coach, bro.
Hey, you don't know ball. Specs goes.
You think Saliba needs a coach?
Saliba's coach was Kylian Mbappe's dad, right?
We'll get there.
Kylian Mbappe's dad coach.
Saliba can improve my.
Dunk almost went Chelsea. Remember? He almost went Chelsea. Remember?
It was Dunk. Yeah.
And we'll get there.
Is there a reason before we move on that he's such a good defender? All these teams. Top teams need a centre half, but no one's gambled on him.
He almost went Chelsea.
Yeah, he keeps signing new deals.
Almost
whenever big
doesn't
teams
count, as Brandy
yeah,
said, right?
In, yeah, he got the deal.
If a team
signed
40
a new deal.
Million for you, like I think Leicester did and I think Chelsea did, and then the club reject it, and then the club go, look, we're rejecting it, but here's an extra 30 bags a week. Cool, man. Don't worry about me.
I'm comfortable.
Steve-O, he's plan B. He's plan C. He's plan C. He's a plan B defender. When you want to buy a centre back, and you can't get him.
You go for Lewis Dunk.
With that being said, why would he move from Brighton right now anyway? Because they're playing.
This ain't right now. This is the last 5 years, bro.
Yeah,
he's been there for 30 years.
He was right the whole way through, though, wasn't he? He was right not to join Chelsea. He was right not to join
Exactly. Leicester. And look what's happened now. And he was playing good football under Graham Potter as well. So
he's a good baller.
He's a good footballer. Right. He's a good centre back.
Baller, yeah.
Number 9 on our list got votes from Lumos. Hi from Margs. Steve-O. Dan. Dan did pick him. He said he didn't. Rafael Varane.
Nah.
Never.
Not for me, man.
Name brand.
Margs forced him into this list, by the way, by having him as the third best centre back in the league.
Of course.
You know what? I just thought to myself, I'm looking through the list, and maybe I'm a prisoner of his past trophies.
You are. You always are. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought I could not put him on the list.
Why?
Like, it's Varane, man.
Nah, so.
His performances at Manchester United, irrespective of what he's done at Real Madrid,
is he done that?
His performances at Man United for me. They're
See
not good
Johnny
enough.
Evans looked like when he came in.
Yeah, quality.
I don't know how the centre back looked like that.
Johnny Evans' left foot is better than Varane.
Are we going to get a my bad for him or what?
No, he didn't face a striker at Burnley. Look, it wasn't the hardest game in the world for him. But you see what a centre back for Manchester United should be. A progressive, like, spatially aware, like, command of his box, command of his line, aerially just knocks everything away.
Has he got that for 50
fouls,
games?
Everything. No, probably not. But has Rafael Varane?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Rafa Varane's got another 50 games in him in his career.
He's just injury prone, and he's lost a yard of pace.
And for a man that's got so much experience and played at the highest level, when I watch him play centre back and he has the ball, I never look. I don't feel confident.
His technique, bro. He looks a bit shaky when he's on the ball, but he's not. He can't.
Evans the other night, okay, he wasn't playing against a striker. Evans looks confident. So confident on the ball, like that Van der Veen that didn't make the list as well for Spurs. Every minute he put under pressure, he looks confident. Varane, for me, for a player of that caliber. Not good enough.
I don't think that's
he's
fair.
He's been
man.
At Madrid, yeah, and he's played there under the most extreme pressures. He's had to play out from the back. He's done all of that. France
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
He just looks like that. He can play.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
he can pass
don't.
Long,
I'm
but he looks nervous.
But
I agree
he
with you.
Looks
though.
Nervous.
He does,
I don't
he's
feel
not,
confident. And in a Man United defence right now, the last thing you want is a man coming in the back line looking nervous.
I've just been very unimpressed.
If he was that good, like, Man United would be better for me. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
But he's just that macho man jacket. You know when you're in Selfridges, when you see that jacket that just, it's got stars, it's got wares hanging
Givenchy
out.
Thing.
It looks terrible. You look at the price, it's $4.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Wow.
Analysis, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. Analogy.
Maguire wouldn't even be a conversation. They wouldn't even be conversating about other centre-backs if Varane was good enough. But he's not. I don't think he's good enough, man. Not good enough.
It's starting with his knees.
If you have a player of that reputation in your team, then I don't think David De Gea is under as much pressure as he was. And I don't think Onana's under
sheets.
As much pressure as he was. Yeah, but now then you've changed the goalkeeper, the clean sheets are gone.
So you mentioned De Gea though.
Because
Onana's a horrid keeper.
David De Gea was
way.
The one getting the clean sheets.
I mean, he's got something to do with it, no?
Does he though? Does he? That's what I've never watched a Rafael Varane Man United performance and thought that's a
he
great
had
centre
one.
Back.
He had, I remember he had one last year. Who was
I think
it
was in the Champions League.
It's Kolo Touré. He's just for me. He's all over the place. No technique. And he always has to chase his mistakes.
How do you get to that level, though?
Technically, he's not bad.
That's why I like slow defenders.
Has he got worse,
hey,
then?
Man? Top 10, man.
He's lucky. He's always fit. He's always fit, Steve.
He's not always fit.
No, we'll talk about the Real Madrid for him.
Okay. All right. Well, top 10 anyway.
He had to work his way to get in that Real Madrid team. So he had to battle to get in.
Yeah, but he played next to a dog.
Who did Varane move?
He played next to Ramos, man.
Hey, Ramos.
No, he played with Ramos.
So he moved Pepe then?
And Pepe was old.
Pepe's great.
So he was
still
lucky.
Pepe's still great, by the way. Pepe's still great.
He must have went on for another 7 years after Pepe.
He's had a lucky career, bro.
I don't think he's had a lucky career.
Well, he's top 10, man.
I just think Man United.
Hey! Don't try it.
He's top 10. Number 8.
Number 8 on our list. Number 8 on our list got votes from PK, Lumos, Lippy, Jordy, Felix, Greg, Miles, and Tigo. If I tell you that Miles and Lumos had him highest, you'll know who he plays for. Gabriel.
A what?
And he's 8th. I don't know. I'm not going to. I'll leave you lot to talk about it.
Well, no, you picked him highest, so it's for you to talk about.
What's going on?
You think he should be higher or?
You think he should be low? You should be lower.
I put a lot of City players, right? Yeah. I think all this, like what I'm saying, Gabriel doesn't get above any of them. Yeah?
Yeah, what? Of course he does.
You know he's 8th right now.
I didn't
Ake.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's better than Ake.
No, he's not.
It's better than Ake.
Ake's gold.
He's more dependent on Ake.
Listen, a lot of them centre backs are good because of Pep Guardiola, you know. Like, John Stones don't look like that outside of that Man City team.
He looked like that at Everton, bro.
No, he did not.
Look me in my eyes. I'll take my glass. Look me in my eyes and tell me that, you liar. After he was crying in one game off the bench against Barnsley or something like that, Rio Ferdinand's having to phone him and take care of him. Please, bro. Guys,
shut
lying.
Up, poet,
liar.
Put your glasses back on.
I think the Man City thing is always going to be difficult to know how to rate those players. You just have to believe what you know and just put everything else to the side. When it comes to Gabriel, I think he's very, very good. And I think when I watch the North London Derby, I see so much of why people think he's not good. And it's because of that left back. The way he has to play two positions to cover the fact that left back just, the ball just moves through him. Yeah. It's like he's against tackling or against
big facts. Big facts.
When Kulusevski has the ball, him and Zinchenko would swap places. And Gabriel will have to meet him.
But how does Zinchenko look so good under Pep?
No, because he's good on the ball. He's always been bad off the ball.
Yeah,
he's always
been bad off the ball. He hasn't been that great. He's never been that, the best.
Can I just say, to end that, I still want to say, by the way, I heard what you lot said. Ake, for me, is still better, in my opinion, than Gabriel.
Yeah.
I think he's more solid. You need to talk about consistency and solid. I'm like, whoa.
Pep would have Gabriel.
100%. When it comes to like jewels and
passes, threat in the box, tackles, wins
he's
every
He's not
draw.
A better threat in the box than Gabriel.
I love it. Like, he's quality.
You're talking about Gabriel.
Gabriel is more of a threat in the box. For us, he scored the most goals, I think, if top three centre-backs last season.
Double the games Ake plays.
That was a made-up stat.
Yeah.
It's a fact. What do you mean? I bring up the stats.
He is an Arsenal kind of
stat. It's a fact, bro. It's a fact, bro.
I believe he scored a lot of goals.
I say top two, if not top three.
Even last season, Miles, you'll remember this, the Fulham game. Now, usually, Gabriel makes a mistake, and I'm fuming with this guy. He made a mistake in the Fulham game, ends up getting the winner at the end of it. So, like, those types of qualities mentally, I like as well. The fact that you don't lose your head in the game. That's called what? Resilience. I like that, bro. That's important.
It's the number one rule to be in the Prem, I'd say. You've got to have a bit of resilience.
But they don't, man. But they don't, though. I'm not sure.
And he's come from France, you know.
Should have, I'm saying, yeah.
Gabriel's come from France. Terrible league for centre-back, so.
My colleague, Loomis, has passed me the phone.
And said?
Yeah, he's got more. Yeah, exactly.
He's also got 5 yellow cards,
yeah,
mate,
but he's
Gabriel.
He's got 14 clean sheets and Ake's got 6.
He didn't play as much,
goals?
Bro.
How many goals he got?
How many goals?
3 goals.
Is that the most?
I don't know if that's the most, but it's 3 goals.
Bro, how many centre-backs don't score a lot of goals? If your centre-back scoring 3 goals for you in a season, that's not too bad. I'll tell you
Terry, Ivanovic.
It's not to play down Ake, by the way. Ake's cold, but just Ake's
I can't
not
believe
Gabriel.
We're doing how many goals no, no, centre-back
thank
scored.
You.
No, we just know about Heath.
Like,
what the
hell? You brought that.
You brought it up.
I didn't bring goals.
You said
no.
Offensively.
The box.
You said offensively.
Hang on. I was listing off stuff, then he jumped on that part of it.
No, and Poet said you just...
Then started saying 2-3 goals.
And then Poet just said you've listed Gabriel, basically. You said no. And I said yes, because he scores goals. He does score goals.
We're staying behind after school.
You said offensively, and you said Ake's better offensively.
I was just naming off attributes and you stuck on that one.
And then Poet said, you've just basically named Gabriel. And I said, he scored the most goals out of
question. And this is, I think there is this big hypothetical thing in the world that no one knows the answer to, right? When Mikel Arteta signed Jurrien Timber, was he planning to A, drop Zinchenko. B,
no.
B, playing right, move Ben White back inside. Or C, play him in the centre ahead of Gabriel. Because Gabriel spent the first 3 games on the bench.
Yeah, I thought it was that one.
Because the first one, obviously, well, people say there was Saudi was lurking around Gabriel, innit? So
that doesn't mean you keep him out of the team.
No,
but,
okay. Whatever Arteta done, he done in it. Fair enough. But
do you think he let me land.
Relax. No, chill. Relax. Because when we played in a preseason, it was Saliba, yeah. Gabriel, yeah. Timber, yeah. and Ben White. And yeah. Timber was playing left back.
Yeah.
And he was inverted.
Yeah.
And then he could do it with right back when Ben White as well. So Timber was going to play both sides. Gabriel and Saliba was always going to be.
When Timber comes back, what happens?
He could play left back because he inverts.
No,
what
does happen?
Zinchenko comes out of the team, if anything.
If you're questioning the team selection situation, in preseason, Kai Havertz didn't play that position once. First game of the season, also, he's playing that position. So when it comes to Arteta and choosing sides, I don't know what he's doing. He played up front. He played him on the wing. When I went to America to watch them, he was playing up front, I think. So
my thing is, I just don't know how Gabriel's eighth on this list. And he was one of the best pairing centre-backs last season with Arsenal.
Number seven on our list with votes from PK, Lippi, Stevo, Dan, Specs, Antigo.
Let's start talking.
I don't know how the others don't have him in there. The team's bad, but Thiago Silva is still Thiago Silva.
Let's start talking.
He's top two, bro.
How the hell is he in that list?
What did you just say? How's he in that list?
How?
What's he? You're boy. Sick.
Wait a minute. Cold. Wait, boys. Wait, man.
All right, let's go. Let Miles go.
Thiago Silva.
No. You don't know nothing.
You better land.
So you're saying Gabriel's better than Thiago Silva?
Yeah, of course. Right now, of course he is. Why? Why not? What's Thiago doing in the back? Thiago Silva in the back four is getting exposed left, right, and centre.
He's not getting exposed left, right, and centre. That's not true.
You guess. You just guess.
He just said he hasn't been getting exposed left, right, and centre.
Where?
Because he has. What was you doing at the back end of last season? How many games? You've won like three games since 2023.
Centre-backs are supposed to win games on their own.
Brother, he's been getting exposed. You're not meant to lose them though, are you? Chelsea's been losing games.
That will happen.
Yeah. Exactly, but they're losing. They've lost more games than they've won. And he's a part of that.
If Gabriel was at Chelsea, things won't be like this.
Probably not. But I tell you what. I'm not even being biased.
Thiago Silva and Saliba, boys. Picture
Thiago
it.
Thiago Silva in his Arsenal team Shut now. Up, man. I want to swap him for Gabriel. 100%.
No, I hear that. I
wouldn't swap him. He's 38 years old. I hear that.
Shut up, man.
Is he better than Gabriel at passing out the back?
Miles, I'm with you there.
He's better than him at passing.
At everything. He's better than him.
Okay, cool. This 38-year-old man is big. Okay, cool.
Yes.
No, right now he is.
He's a legend. I'm not saying he's not good, but this is going back to your Selfridges. This is when you go to the vintage part of the fucking store.
And you look
at a leather jacket and say, this leather jacket's, it looks rusty and dusty, but when you check the label, it's Gucci, and it costs 8 bags.
The leather jacket Daz always wearing.
Because you can appreciate good stuff when it was good, but it's vintage.
Chelsea are hard watching a lot of ways, but they do keep a lot of possession. They do work the ball all right, and they do have Enzo Fernandez with 0 goals and assists this year.
Yeah.
Thiago Silva is always Thiago Silva. I've never seen him
He's in a back four. He's not been getting exposed at all. We just can't score. In a back three, you really see him.
But and he attacks anyway. Man on social media.
And can we talk about some of his qualities? How great he is on the ball.
Oh, ridiculous. Very composed. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And this isn't for you, Mars.
I'm not saying he isn't. I'm not saying it. And you lot are saying he's a great defender, colossus of a man. But why is he still leaking goals and his team's losing?
No, it's not his fault, though. I'm watching him clear it off the line.
We're not leaking goals.
How many games he won this season?
Football's just punishing us right now. We should be 3-0 up, but it's 0-0. Teams have life.
How many games they've won this season?
I can't believe you disrespected Thiago Silva, bro.
How many games they've won this season?
They've won one.
You should be burned.
How many have they lost? And how many have they lost this season?
Come on, man.
They've lost more than they've won.
3-4.
Yeah, exactly. They've lost more than they've won.
Centre-back losses is not like a statistic that defines the quality of a centre-back.
Miles, honestly... I hope you've been burgled. Man.
He's in a good team. He's a good player.
Because you've disrespected him.
He's a good player. We know he's a good player, but I think he's on a decline now. And I think that everything comes to an end.
Everything's on the floor in his house. And the fax machine.
The thing is, if he can be on the decline, I'm not saying that's wrong, but he's very high up. To be on the decline, he's still better than a lot. He's top 10.
Taken the iPad and left the wire on the floor.
Would you?
The laundry basket is next to the keyboard.
If, you know what? If Gabriel's watching this, he will disagree with you.
Yeah,
Thiago Silva's the book that we learn off.
Yeah, bro.
And to be that age and still be playing at that level.
Yeah, of course. What
he's lost in pace, he's got it up there now.
100%.
It's a shame Chelsea are ruining the last years of his career. Let's be honest. Yeah.
No hairline problems. He looks good, bro.
He doesn't get to Spurs either.
Pardon? Spurs, you could classify them as a top team. That's you. That's your. Don't talk to me
you
about Spurs.
You can't beat them.
Huh? We didn't lose to them. Exactly.
Alright, someone just get this guy out.
Spurs beat them, and I said he could get into their team. So don't talk to me about Spurs.
Well, how about number 6 on our list, who could be a player who's better than Thiago Silva, according to PK, Margs, Lippi, Stevo, and Miles? He probably is. It's John Stones.
No what? Chance. No chance.
No
you look crazy,
I like John
mate.
Stones, but I think it's everyone's so carried away about John Stones.
Is that Champions League final when he played DM? Everyone's just
forget the DM, bro. You could play centre back.
Am I the only one on the table that's voted for me?
No, Miles is beside you as well.
Oh, he's a big boy, right? Miles big boy defender. Yeah, of course, I know football. Don't say Miles did.
Where did you have him?
You don't know. You don't have a Scooby, man.
Steve, where did you have him? High or low?
Second.
Nah, he's not that high. He's not that high.
Did I have him second?
You had him second.
What? You did. You did seem to make it a point to have every Manchester City player.
You got
in
John
your top
Stone
five.
Second.
No, I would have put him. I was trying to think who else is in there. Yeah.
Whoa. The best English centre back is
You're not going to tell me that Gabriel's better. Not in my opinion. So you can have your opinion, but I think he's better.
Stick to John Stones. I'm not comparing him to John Stones.
John Stones is unbelievable.
You think he's the second best in the league?
His story. He's
changing everything.
He didn't even know he put him there.
You think he's the second best defender in the league?
Yeah.
And the best English centre-back.
He has to stick to it now.
He's better than Virgil van Dijk. Is that what you're going to say?
You think John Stones not playing for Manchester City is the second best centre-back in the league?
I think John Stones, who plays for Manchester City, that's what I'm judging him on, is the best centre-back, second best centre-back in the league.
Objective, let's open the floor up a little bit and just say, okay, we can analyse his abilities, analyse his temperament, all those things. And he's class. He's on the ball, fantastic. And I think he's a good centre-back. I don't think he's a top 10 centre-back purely in the league. You put him on, let's say, Brighton's team, or let's say you put him in West Ham's team.
Or Everton's team where he come from.
Okay, but he wasn't top 10 at Everton.
Years ago.
You're talking about a man that's hardly under pressure, though.
So you don't think he's a better player than he was then?
I think he's a better player than he was then, yeah. But he wasn't top 10 then.
I think I know what's happened here. I was shocked when I learned when Varane was in my list. I wasn't expecting it.
No, he loves John Stones.
He was shocked to have him second.
Second, yeah, 100%.
And now we have
Steve. Steve legit loves. I remember 2016 when we saw him in Paris and he did
that.
Smart
guy. Yeah.
You
know what? But once can I go again? You keep saying 7 years ago. That's called consistency. That's what makes you a top player when you stay at the top for 7 years, Dan.
I'm not moaning that he's in your list. Cause I considered him. I'm saying you put him second.
Do you know I back Steve a bit here, though? Because when I actually watched John Stones here, nothing's actually changed. So that football, you know the way he plays?
It's
the same. He was doing it at Everton. So he's like the system when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, except he plays DM now. What do you mean?
No, he doesn't. Again, that's not DM though.
When I think John Stones on the ball, we all know he's good. That's why he can play. He's a midfielder playing in defence essentially. Yeah. As soon as you ask him to defend, I'm not saying he can't
do it. He doesn't get asked to defend.
He doesn't get asked to defend much, but every now and then he does.
But Dan, it's not his
brother, position. You watch them in the Champions League. That is not how they play. That is not how teams beat them on the counter. That is the only way you beat Man City.
But his defensive duties have improved, though.
Yeah.
Massively improved.
Specs, be honest. At Manchester City, how much defending do you really have to do?
I watched him 8 years before that, Poet.
And I'm saying John Stones at Aston Villa or John Stones at
not the same. Nowhere near.
You're not getting that John Stones you see at Manchester City. Under pressure, consistently.
John Stones could have been Callum Chambers. In a different timeline.
You go too far.
No, but I see where T's coming from, bro.
That's a bad take.
He wasn't. He's 50 kip. He's 50 cap John Stones, Champions League, 6 titles.
Yeah,
that's
in Champions League final, he was playing DM. But a centre-back under consistent... It does matter, though, because we're doing top 10 centre-back list. What was it?
Where did he play for England? Where did he play his last game for England? It doesn't matter.
What do England do? What do England do? You rate England. What do England do? What do England do?
It doesn't matter.
What are you doing?
It doesn't matter.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Like he didn't have an 8-year career before he went there.
They play Harry Maguire one time.
8 years before that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I watched him 8 years before that.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going like he's just been at City for the last 2 years,
no,
bro.
I'm not.
I watched him at Barnsley. Oh. I watched him at Everton.
Yes.
Improve.
What number was he at Barnsley, Steve?
Where he can go.
What number was he at Barnsley?
I don't know. But he can go into midfield. He can go into midfield easily. Then
in midfield, in midfield, he looks
great.
In
here,
he looks
That's
mad,
where I'm
mad
putting him.
Brisket,
deal with it.
Cold.
You lot have put Gabriel in your top 10. I think it stinks. But we agree, let you go. Disagree to disagree.
No, we're here to disagree.
That stunk as
we're
well.
Here, we're here to howler, disagree man. Loudly, Steve-O. Don't ever let this table confuse you into thinking it's okay to be wrong. It's not.
All right, let's agree.
We are here to disagree very loudly.
All right, let's step by step. John Stones is the best English defender.
Disagree, Mark Guay.
There you go.
But T.
All right, wait. He got confused.
Boys, seriously, are you not saying Guehi's better than Stones?
No.
Yes.
No one's saying that.
As a defender, yes.
But it's close. I think there's
no one
there's
in football would say that.
I think as a defender, yes.
No.
But Stones is defending now, though.
I think every game, Guehi's actually been asked to defend a lot of the game. Stones isn't. So like he has to concentrate for the moments, the five
which
moments
is harder, bro.
It is a bit harder.
Hard.
What we knew of John Stones at Everton and what we knew of John Stones in the early days at Man City was concentration. It lapses. Now there is a system where there is four centre backs around him. He is in the most cushioned central defensive
Don, man.
Deal you'll ever have a player's career.
Great concentration.
What we know about him was 4 years on, he's now got concentration.
No, I don't think he's got concentration.
No, I
think he should be in this list.
It's good. I'm not against him being in the list. I think he's overrated as a defender because of the situation he's in. But he's still quality. He's still class. He's still Pep's number one. Like, but whatever.
I don't even use Pep's number one. Like, I see Laporte and Diaz centre backs.
Number three.
I seen Akanji play in that. Listen, I don't see Stones as a priority.
When he was fit, he played, bro.
I hear you, man. It's hard to pick City players. It's hard.
Right. It's very hard. Very difficult with City players.
I don't think I did pick
Stones is number one centre back at Man City. I would never think that.
Number five, and this will be interesting. This is the most interesting one so far. It's got votes from PK, Lumos, Margs, Lippi, Jordy had him highest with Specs, Antigo, Greg and Miles had him, Sven Botman. You telling me John Stones is better than Sven Botman?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No,
I do. But
Sven Botman
defending
is cold.
Defending though.
Without him, they're not in the Champions League.
Without him, by the way, is when they faced Brighton and got moved to
Dan Burn. Dan Burn was. His
I tried
my hardest to stay away from every. He did put him in every Newcastle player.
Why?
I'm just trying to refuse to acknowledge them right now because they're good, and I don't know if they should be.
No, Sven Botman
is good.
Sven Botman.
No, not just him. I'm saying the whole team.
Okay.
I don't want to put any Newcastle list in any player in any list.
I think he plays a key reason. Like he's one of the reasons why Newcastle have done well.
100%.
He's steady. He concentrates. Players don't like playing against him. When Ferguson saw that he weren't there, Ferguson, I'm getting a hat-trick today. And he got the hat-trick.
Didn't Lille sell Gabriel to Arsenal, then buy Sven Botman?
That's right, yeah.
And then Botman went to Newcastle.
So who is Botman better than Gabriel?
Yes.
Okay, Miles?
It's whatever.
What do you mean it's whatever? It's a show. I'm asking you a question. Be direct with me. I'm not your age, bro. Like, come on, man.
No, he's not.
He's not better than Gabriel, no?
But I think Sven Botman, as a defender, and like you said, what he's done for Newcastle and brought them to the next level, and that's the reason why I didn't put someone like Thiago Silva in my list, because he should be doing that for Chelsea. But you got someone like Botman that's doing that
for the next level, yeah? What are you talking about?
We're talking about now, though, bro. You're going years back. Is this list now or was it 5 years ago?
So you're saying that Thiago Silva should be doing the same thing Botman's doing?
Yeah, for Chelsea.
Chelsea be climbing?
Because
all the changes Chelsea have been doing, with all the players changing.
Does Chelsea have better players? Does Chelsea have arguably a better
Chelsea
coach?
Chelsea keep changing their
players. Do they?
I said arguably. Do they have a better coach?
Do they? You tell me. Do they have?
Is Gallagher better than Bruno G?
I don't know. It's a toss up.
Does he have better players or do they not?
Yeah, I think they do have individual better players.
I don't know.
Chelsea,
I don't know about this.
No. The only reason why it looks good now because obviously their manager has got them playing in the system, Newcastle, so they look better than Chelsea right now. Yes, Chelsea has all the attributes. They have everything to do that.
Sonali, Bruno, Trippier.
Pope's a better keeper. Trippier's more
good
than
James. Who's got better players now? Newcastle and Chelsea.
It's a toss-up.
Wilson.
It's a toss-up.
Who's better, Isak?
Go, no, give us a 50-50 now. Chelsea, Newcastle, toss-up. Go.
Okay, let's go. Reece James or Trippier?
Yeah, but Reece James is never there.
Not that one.
No,
cool, 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 cool. Go on. Give me, it's got to be six at least.
Reece James.
Okay, what centre-backs do you want?
I'm having Thiago Silva.
And Botman. Okay.
Probably
cool.
Botman.
Yeah.
Left back.
The left back.
Chilwell.
It's a toss up between Chilwell and
Chilwell over Dan Burn.
No, it's a toss up. He said Chilwell.
Chilwell over Dan Burn.
Okay.
Midfield.
Bruno.
We've got Casado in there. Casado.
Bruno.
Bruno
for me.
Casado. Bruno goes in there for me. Bruno.
Tonali.
They got Lavia.
Tonali.
They got Enzo.
Tonali.
That's fine.
Tonali or Enzo.
They got Enzo, Lavia. And Casado.
Chelsea team's better, man.
Wait, you got Bruno out.
But back to Botman. Botman, for me, boss centre back.
Is he better than Thiago Silva?
No.
No.
What country is he from, T?
He's not, but he's a higher
Dutch.
Holland.
No, Dutch.
Is he?
Dutch.
Is he better than Thiago Silva, Specs?
Who?
No one's
better than Thiago.
Is he better than Thiago Silva?
No. He's not yet.
Okay.
But for me, Thiago Silva is the one they're learning off.
No, I get
it. On foot manager, there's TUT, means tutoring. No, he's the one that should be teaching all these young guys.
I get it. His brain's there.
Is that saying is Central C better than Mega Man?
He's good.
You can't tell me that.
He's there.
Botman's one of those ones that would play for any team in the league.
Central C better than Mega Man. Yeah, Central C's got a mansion. I get it. But come on. If it wasn't for Mega Man, there's no Central C. Flipping hell, bro.
He's falling off.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Do you know what's so crazy? That makes perfect sense.
But you know, it doesn't make perfect sense because Mega Man's better than Central C right now.
Like, Diggity's not better than Bushkin.
I think there's a space for Central C. There's a space for Central C or wherever. I don't know where. Sven Botman could play for any team in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a mistake. Teams made a mistake letting him go to Newcastle.
It's a bit stiff for me, but he's good still.
I like a stiff
centre
back.
He's a centre back.
Yeah, he's old school. He's a bit throwback.
Number four on our list got votes from PK, Lumos, Lippy, Stevo, Jordy, Dan, Specs, Greg, Antigo. This is where we started getting to the unanimous. Miles didn't pick him. Marks didn't pick him. Felix didn't pick him. Manuel Akanji.
How can you not pick Akanji?
Miles,
man.
Your list is it's formication in me. It's formication in me right now. No Akanji. No Thiago Silva. No top 10 centre backs. No Akanji. No Thiago Silva. You are Arsenal through and through, bro.
I'm not Arsenal through and through. There's only two Arsenal centre backs that made it.
Rightfully so. Arsenal centre backs.
and rightfully so. They're top 10.
Boys,
so it's
Akanji is fantastic.
He's my favourite one, you know.
Yeah.
He's better. He's the best
he's
one,
my
right?
Favourite. I don't know if he's the best.
Yeah, he's my favourite. He's my favourite.
And he can go left back, do a job.
He's unbelievable.
He can go centre back, do a job. And Pep came out and said he wants fullbacks that can defend. So when I saw Akanji there, I was like, yo, this guy's a real defender. Came in centre back, same job.
His
bro.
Temperament is
A1.
Perfect. It's perfect.
He's a good centre back.
He almost seems
I probably missed it.
Not. He doesn't know he's playing at the level he's playing at.
Just put one hand up.
So calm.
We've got someone that's going to put a hand up.
Barring that one mistake, Champions League final.
No. My list. I probably missed it. That's what it is. But Man City's got like a million centre backs, so I only picked two. There's no my bad. I know he's that good. But Stones,
good because you didn't put him in your top 10.
But I put Stones in there.
He said Stones are better than Akanji.
Like you said, there's a million centre backs. They all do good. So who do you pick? There's only one standout.
And that's what the thing about Man City. I genuinely think it's a case of, A, it's what you like.
Yeah, it's a
toss-up. But also it is about going, okay, just try and reduce everything to what would that guy do at Villa? What would that guy do at Tottenham? What would that guy do at? Because it's hard, because City play four centre-backs. Mm-hmm. They have five world-class centre-backs. Let's be clear. Josko Gvardiol is 21st on our list. That's probably just because of lack of exposure.
He's a baller.
This is a great centre-back we're talking
about. You
know,
I haven't seen him once.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
for City?
I haven't seen him. Yeah,
he played one league. He came on for a Premier League.
You've got a beard connected.
No, I've seen him in the World Cup. I haven't seen him in the City kit. Like, I haven't seen him. I mean, I don't think I watched City games.
I've seen him play once this season.
But for me, Akanji, I think he should be higher, you know? Because I was thinking about him and Saliba.
Top four is very difficult.
Is he? He's left-footed. Is he?
Right. And this is what shows me. He didn't pick him because he hasn't even watched it.
Bruv, this is when he brings. He brings our journalism down. That's when they call us not journalism. Oh, wow.
Or maybe
journalism.
Nah, it doesn't. What's he doing? That's limited edition. Mad.
Bubba, I hear you. You're entitled to your own opinion. And I'm not judging you as a person. You're still a great person.
It was a question.
However, sometimes feel free halfway to just be like, you know what, boys?
I asked you a question. Don't be like Tigo.
No. The crowd always throws stones at this guy for not saying my bad.
You'll be next. No. I've watched Akanji. The thing you said is, you don't watch him. You know I watch him. I didn't know if he was left or right footed.
But he plays left back though.
That stinks though.
He plays left back though.
Heavily right footed.
Okay, fine. But he plays on the left hand side.
He's heavily right footed.
No, so Sivo, that means he's that good. I mean, he should even be there.
No, but he don't even really open up with his left like good. That. Like, you don't see him playing on his left foot.
No, because he could ping it on his left foot. He pass on the left
take foot.
Take
it on, Miles. Yeah, hey, Miles, get to me next week. Get to me next week.
Miles, you're having a blinder. I appreciate it.
But I just stand on what I say.
Manuel Akanji, he's great at maths as well. I'm going to bring it up every time his name comes up. I think it's
super
important.
Fast. Crazy.
Yeah. I'm watching something on Apple TV.
Oh, God, that's you pay for maths. Apple TV?
I don't know. I had it until yesterday.
That's about maths.
It's actually about... It's like the future and the past. It's like Star Wars.
Oh, I get it. Redemption.
Foundation.
Yeah.
It's good.
I started watching it.
It's good.
The main maths guy and all. Oh, it's too much
it's
for
good.
Me. Is it good?
It's good.
Shall I carry on?
The thing is, everything about, yeah. What it's episode are you on?
About three, but Felix
oh,
is
no,
not
I'm there.
Good.
I'm free as well. So it drops off here. It was beginning to.
You're just like Miles. You haven't watched it.
No, but I'm saying it's heavily based off math, you know, and it's what the universe is based off, you know.
A lot of Man City's defending is based on math.
My lucky number is 25.
That's not your lucky number. It's the day you were born.
Yeah, but it's everywhere. It's on my birth certificate. It's everywhere. It's on the back of the PSG top. It's just everywhere.
I get it. Today's the 25th, you know?
Oh!
Wow.
It is.
Today's the 25th.
Something special is going to happen, boys. Hey, tape. I'm getting tape tonight.
Maybe this is what's going to be special. Number three on our list. And he had votes from everybody. Felix had him number one. Lippy had him one. Lumos had him number one. Greg had him number one. You can guess who he is.
William Saliba. Big William Saliba. Listen.
Not number one for me.
Boys, he is terrific.
He's so good.
But he can't be above
the top two.
The top two.
It's fine. Let's talk about him though.
Okay. But yeah, no mistakes. Actually, yeah. Hard
on the mistake. Ball mistakes. Defensively, I don't see mistakes.
No, on the ball, he's doing.
I saw him give the ball away. He's got it, but I've seen him lose the ball a lot.
Retribution's
quick,
though.
I've seen a couple bounces when they shouldn't bounce.
Yeah, it's the get back.
The retribution's quick. Get back. He makes a mistake and he's there. He fixes his mistake. I think by the end of the season, he's number one.
Ooh.
No, I don't know.
I can see it.
There's a deception. He doesn't look fast.
But he is.
But he's fast.
He's got a weird way of running.
You know, it's a centre back who's fast is more about acceleration than it is speed. If you can get to your top line speed in two steps, which is what he does, you look very, very fast. Because he doesn't need to be fast over 15 steps. He needs to be fast over 2-3 steps.
And he's reading. Absolutely. He's reading the mistakes before it happens as well. So
I know his adaptability is 20. I know.
He's very good.
Three at the back for Marseille, comes at Arsenal 4, and it's just the same Saliba we've seen the whole time.
I'm not going to lie, boys. He's elite.
He's so good. I've only seen one person embarrass him, but that was Adama Traoré.
Getting tiring.
Do you know who's going to stink with him, though, I reckon? Arteta, though.
Why?
I don't think somebody had to show Arteta how good he was.
He wasn't supposed to
possibly.
Play.
Possibly.
He wasn't supposed to play. Why did you say that? Ben White. Supposed to be Ben White, and then you got injured right back.
Yeah, and he came in. Because he wasn't going alone again.
If you follow like a lot of like the insider journalists, they say that Arteta and Saliba, their relationship is like...
Up and down.
But it's not good, apparently. It's not a strong.
He needs to make that better, man. Madrid. Because he's our best player.
Remember, like years ago, we were talking about him here, and T was saying it was bad business because we were considering putting him back out on loan after he'd been on loan for 2 years. So he's definitely proved Arteta wrong. Maybe Arteta's the problem.
It's a good thing, boy, because if he went and done what he's doing at another club and we sold him,
we're gonna lose him.
Yeah, we know that.
I can see in his face. He wants a nice mansion in Madrid. Somewhere.
You can't keep on him. You can't keep that player for that long.
Is he system?
No.
Nope.
He's incredible.
3 or 4.
He is born with it.
Yep. Okay. Because he was doing it on loan.
He's me.
In France. Against Mbappe and the PSGs and that.
No, when I'm football.
No, he's not you.
Football.
He's not you.
He got in the team of the year.
Do you know what I like about him? When he gets dragged out, which is very rare in the Arsenal team, when he gets dragged out into, bruv, there's only one winner. Like, and I have to hold my hand up. I gave him some stick. Said he wasn't even that great on the ball and all of this. This is only a year ago. I made a mistake.
He's
incredible.
He got... Margs always talks about the game against City where Haaland drew him out a few times and got the better of him. Other than that, he doesn't go beyond the ball. And I think there's a lot of centre-backs that will misjudge either wide or in the air, go beyond the ball. He dominates his space. He's great standing tackle. He's great with that short tackle. He's great tackling across his body.
Good passer.
Yeah, or just talking defending stuff. I don't see a fault in his game.
He's the new Van Dijk, man.
And because he's not afraid to step out. That's what I like. I like it when a defender is ready to be like, all right, cool. The danger's in front of me. I can't keep backing off. He'll actually go and do what Van Dijk usually sends someone to go and do. But he does it without being sent to do it. Like, he actually goes and presses it. I rate him.
Because I think I made a mistake here.
Where did you have him?
I had him third.
No, that's not bad.
But I want him second now.
I had him second.
I don't think you could get him second.
I think you can.
Well, number two on our list... he was voted for by everybody. Dan and Jordy still have him number one. Speck still has him number one. He's got a ponytail. His name's Virgil van Dijk.
Boys, you know he's been defending by himself for a long time.
Yeah, and they keep switching his centre back.
He has.
I've never seen a centre back by himself, just doing everything.
Yeah, bro.
All his partners keep changing.
He's doing everything.
He's been working alone for a long time.
I was watching, I can't remember who was saying it. I think it might have been Troy Deeney saying that he's the only player he's seen carry the ball out in the Premier League and tie his ponytail up at the same time.
He's that good.
But it goes to show you about defenders that haven't got much playing up on them. Before, you used to get chased. Like, I was talking to T the other day about listening to one of my friends was doing an A-license coaching. And they had all these guys on there talking about triggers, and there was like three different triggers in my day. He's just the centre off, the striker. Closed it down, he showed him the line, he played it up the line, so you know what I mean? So he was getting chased down every time from the striker, but now you can bring it out. So yeah, the ponytail thing is not surprising.
I just realised he's second.
I've never seen Van Dijk slide.
Doesn't need to.
You know, that's, well, again, that's a Saliba thing as well, though. He will slide when the ball is very far out wide,
yes,
to knock it out of play.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Maldini type of defending.
That's my favourite defender.
That's how most great centre-backs are.
People
now,
that don't slide.
But the thing is, unlike Tigo said with Saliba, and he pushes that out for a throw-on, Van Dijk more times not even in that situation.
I don't want to agree with you, to be honest. Anything that you're saying, it can't be what I'm saying. I don't like what you said today. It's such an ad on what I'm saying. Like, we're cool today. We're not cool.
Is Van Dijk still Van Dijk?
He's got worse circumstances. Like, there was no DM for Liverpool for a little while. Trent's a little bit questionably defending. And even Robertson was a bit questionable. But I think under the circumstances, Van Dijk is still doing what Van Dijk does.
I think he's still Van Dijk. And then a lot of the time, he's just a victim of his mates, man.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah.
His mates That's are killing him, man.
You tried to make the other guy a victim.
He isn't. Yeah, but the other...
Quick side note. We got three centre-backs here. Four, if you had done.
I'm not a centre-back.
You are now.
I'm a John Stones.
Which one of you is the slider?
Oh, I love sliding.
I was always a slider.
I love sliding.
Is it? You're too tall to be sliding, man.
That's the whole point. When he slides, you just get out of the way, give the ball.
If I slide the ball and you're there,
and then see him coming sideways. He slides
a lot.
What's
it called? The alligator in the wall, but it's a moving alligator.
I don't slide. I'm a standing. I want the ball. I'm a midfielder. I don't want to slide. Sliding, you don't. If that man gets past, you don't see that man again.
You look like one of them guys that send the ball at the stadium.
100%.
Yeah, I thought so.
And pretend you didn't.
Yeah.
What, you've had one game at centre-back, now you're centre-back?
Two.
What's going on there?
He's offended.
you're not happy, are you?
When age decides you're a centre-back, there's no going back.
But it's
back.
Not because of age, you said.
Of course it's age.
It's age.
But listen, I think I always knew I've got the ability to do it. Doesn't matter what level.
Did Van Dijk, when Van Dijk got sent off against Newcastle the other day...
Circumstance. His mates.
It was circumstance.
His mates.
Trent had him in trouble a lot in that first half.
Yeah. Trent put him in it.
His mates killed him, bro.
Because he got something from the first 28 minutes.
And I don't think it was a penalty.
That red card too was his fault.
I don't think it was a penalty.
It was a pen.
Sorry, I don't think it was a red card, sorry.
Oh, yeah. It was a pen, though.
He admitted it after the game, though.
Shut up.
No, yeah, I hear it.
Admitted it.
Admitted what?
He should have got sent off and apologised.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Cool,
it was a red card.
Yeah, no, but the red card was... He probably won't admit this, but it's because it weren't his fault. It was my man.
You know Van Dijk is going to watch this now, yeah?
Yeah.
Doubt it.
Right, but so, wait, hold on. No, he's on the T, he watches it. Come on.
He's like, filthy fellas have put the top 10 centre backs out. I better go watch it.
T, come on.
He ain't got nothing else to do. What else is he going to do? Football's on board.
He's thinking, let me wait for a filthy fellas title that I ain't going to be in. That's what I'm watching.
Do you reckon he's subscribed?
It's possible.
He watches the show.
I know his cousin's subscribed.
Who never had a number one?
Me. And well, only two people had him number one. So what do you mean?
Who's the two people?
Jordy and Dan.
What? I never had a number one.
Yeah, and you.
Oh, phew. I was about to say, what's going on here?
Just wanted to follow him.
To me, he's still number one because of who he is. But I've got to look at the evidence in front of me and say, do I rate what he's done in the last 12 months as being the best centre defender in the league? You know, I can't.
Why you should? Because he is a man that will play with a broken metatarsal and not sit out.
I also think we get the same version of him at every team. I think every team we get
absolutely
the same him.
Yeah. No, but he's the best.
He plays through pain. No painkillers.
I think he's back this season.
Kurt Angle used to take 50 per...
But Ben White plays through pain. What are we going to do now?
Painkillers for his neck, Kurt Angle. He told Joe Rogan.
Yeah, but and that's fine, but... It affects the evidence. It is a thing that affects evidence. It's like
so dumb.
Starting with Matip 1 week, then Gomez, then Konate. That's going to affect his numbers and his performance and his visuals.
If I'm honest, there is the we do have to stop giving him leeway now.
I don't think we have to stop giving him leeway.
I'm giving him more leeway now than I did before. I felt like he was defending in a cowardly way before.
Ah.
They always concede first.
What do you mean?
I always would think that he would back off and he would wait for you to commit, which is clever, but usually in the meantime, he sends Gomez out there to get ripped and then the ball's under a bit of pressure and then he steps
in. Yeah, but that's good defending, though.
It's clever.
Because he can't rely on Gomez getting that
ball. I always thought it made him look like the hero, and now there is no hero. I can just see it for what it is.
It's just Batman, no Robin.
That's it, yeah.
Well,
Oh, I don't even want to hear this one. Let's stop now. Thank you
number
for watching.
Number one on our list is number one according to PK, Margs, Steve-O, Miles, Antigo. Specs didn't have him in the top 10. He's the only other person that could have been above Van Dijk in this list for me. It's Ruben Dias.
Specs, you didn't have him in your top 10.
Didn't you?
How did you not have him in your top 10?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I just like...
He's a legit centre-back boss. No. Like Van in the mold, not as much of a ball player as Van Dijk, more in the Botman mold than the Van Dijk mold. But he is an elite centre back.
I realised something. I realised that's why I didn't pick him.
Right, go on.
We're centre backs, right?
I'm not there yet.
But we got centre backs at left back and right back, and we got like two DMs in front of us.
Centre backs in front of us.
Protected. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like this protected thing, man.
Bailiffs are not going to get me when I'm in hell in a cell.
You did pick Akanji though.
No, Akanji's different though. Why is Akanji? Akanji for me is like,
gone.
He does more.
No land.
So he defends and,
yeah,
can take the ball out. Yeah,
no, that's fair.
Diaz on the ball.
Diaz is a real centre back.
Diaz for me is Rodri at the back.
Yeah.
I hate Diaz for
me. Hey boys, this protective thing ain't top centre halves over the years at the top teams always been protected if they've got
like who.
Four centre-backs, bro. Five centre-backs.
All right, let me give you an example. I'm going to say this. This is what I believe. And I want you to think about what I'm saying. You take Diaz out of that team and put him in a Liverpool team and put him in Van Dijk's situation.
Works still. Yeah, I believe it works.
It's not working. I hear that on that.
Who, Diaz?
Diaz can't do what Van Dijk... Diaz in Liverpool.
I don't really see much off days from Diaz, you know.
So who's the boss defender then? We're talking about the boss.
No,
the boss
Diaz
baby.
Is to me. I don't
no,
see
No, that's a rubbish film. Boss defender.
I need to see Boss Baby.
No, don't watch Boss Baby, man. My daughter made me watch that twice.
Matigo made a good point. Baby's this list, he said the much. Last, you say 23 months or 12 months, has Van Dijk been the number one? He hasn't.
No, but do you know why? Because, like he said, Konate.
Oh, because of his big injury.
Matip and all these guys, they just keep.
Do you know what it is? I hear what you're saying, but I can't. Diaz is ice cold. It don't really matter which way you have it. It's one and two. That has to be one.
He's
and
not
two.
Ice cold.
He just looks ice cold because he's there.
No, yeah, yeah, but he's always there.
He's the one to me that stands out as a.
Oi, all right, watch this. Specs, no, watch this.
You watch through Selfridges. Tigo on your right, Tigo on your left. Everyone's going to look at you and think, oh, who's that? Right? Do you see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Who's that? He must be serious.
But that's because they don't recognise you because you've got
two
a shocking
centre-backs.
Beard.
Specs. Two centre-backs.
Who's the right-back playing centre-back?
Do you think you could put Joe Worrell
where
Diaz is?
Yes.
Around all his mates?
In City, yes.
Joe Worrell's all right, though.
But do you think you could put Joe Worrell there?
No, he's not Ruben Diaz, nah.
He couldn't be Ruben Diaz. There's a lot of centre-backs you can put in that City system with centre-backs beside them. And Joe Worrell will look like the boss baby.
And after a year, we can rank him number one.
For two episodes, two series.
It's got loads of films and spin-offs, everything. Alec
Baldwin.
I don't know, bro.
Alec Baldwin's boss baby.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You know Alec Baldwin's in Family Guy, yeah?
No, he's not.
He's Stewie in Family Guy.
You know Alec Baldwin has got a case.
Boys, we've reached the end of our episode. The top 10 is...
Don't worry, Lewis man. It's Dunn, just cheeky,
Raphael
man.
Rafael Varane, Gabriel, Thiago Silva, John Stone, Sven Botman, Manuel Akanji, William Saliba, Virgil van Dijk, and Ruben Diaz.
Boo!
Thanks for coming. Mm. Subscribe to the channel if you have not. Revelations is coming.